You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Coming off of Super Tuesday, we just got word that GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he will not attend tomorrow's debate in Detroit and that he doesn't see a political path forward. The retired neurosurgeon will make a speech about his political future Friday at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland. Meanwhile, the Democratic and Republican presidential frontrunners are hoping to build on their Super Tuesday momentum. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both came up big, winning 7 states. Texas Senator Ted Cruz notched a trio of wins. Now with more of USA Radio News wrap-up of Super Tuesday, here's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After winning most Super Tuesday states, Donald Trump defended his positive statements about Planned Parenthood.
Millions of women have been helped by Planned Parenthood, but we're not going to allow and we're not going to fund as long as you have the abortion going on at Planned Parenthood, and we understand that, and I've said it loud and clear.
Trump also took a shot at Marco Rubio's claims he can still win, saying that rival Ted Cruz has at least won something, unlike Marco. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Republican leaders hold tight to their pledge not to confirm any Obama nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest saying the president did meet with leading Senate Republicans and Democrats to discuss it.
The president did indicate that he would take seriously any recommendations that either Democrats or Republicans had to put forward.
But Earnest conceded, and Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid agreed, that nothing had changed during that short 40-minute meeting when it came to the Republican side. Reid saying it looks like Republicans are, quote, waiting to see what President Trump will do. GOP leaders argue that the nomination should be made by the next president after the election. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chick-fil-A is offering customers a sweet deal to refrain from using their cell phones in their restaurants. Chick-fil-A will offer free desserts if they stay off their cell phones. Close to 200 Chick-fil-A franchise owners are putting boxes called cell phone coops on their tables. Instructions on the box direct customers to turn their phones to silent and put them in the box. People who leave their phones in the coop until they finish their meal can get a free ice cream dessert. Apple is reportedly working on a way to make it easier to find out if your boss is monitoring your iPhone. According to a post on Reddit, a beta version of Apple's latest mobile operating system includes a message on the lock screen that tells you when your phone is being supervised. This feature will be for employer-issued iPhones that are deployed through Apple's device enrollment program. I'm Melody Burkett.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.JewishFamilySVC.org.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good.
Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. We'll bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right. Welcome to Talented People. Thanks for hanging in there with us during the break. It's already 4:08, if you can believe it, on March 2nd. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to give you an update on the weather if you happen to be listening in. This afternoon, sunny here in Flemington, New Jersey, high about 41, breezy with a northwest wind 18 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low about 19, and then increasing clouds Thursday with a high about 37. Snow likely Thursday night, mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low about 24. Snow likely before 1 p.m. on Friday, then a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high about 35. Partly cloudy all night on Friday with a low about 23, and then mostly sunny all day with a high of 41 on Saturday. Chance of snow again on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 26, and then partly sunny with a high near 43 on Sunday. Our guest today in studio, her name's Michelle Granberg, and she actually is the founder and owner of the Center for Relaxation and Healing at Plainsboro. She's a host and producer of a television show on Princeton Television, and she's just an extraordinary woman. And so we have a lot to talk about. Their services, which if you're listening to this, we stream live across the nation, but you should know about it. There's a website, relaxationandhealing.com, and you can learn all kinds of things from our conversation coming up in just a minute and a half. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back. That's Talented People. It's already April, March 2nd. I'm jumping ahead of myself. I can't believe it's March. And our guest today in studio is Michelle Granberg, and she is the director for the Center of Relaxation and Healing in Plainsboro, New Jersey. And they have all, she has a television show and so much to talk about. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi, Jeannie.
I'm so glad to have you here. You know, we've had conversations before, but we haven't really had a chance to share it with everybody out there with what you do and what your show's about and about your center. So why don't you start off with telling us a little bit about your background, training, experience, and yourself.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
We can delve into it now. We got the time. So I'm a small business owner, and my small business shows up in a lot of different ways. I have an actual brick-and-mortar location in Plainsboro, New Jersey, which is near Princeton, New Jersey, and I have been running the center for almost 14 years, actually. So not a startup. You know, little business there. And it's a place that is a community place, I like to say. It's a hub for spiritual community, or a hub for a place where people can go to be themselves, basically. And what we offer there is lots and lots of experiential programs and workshops, and classes, trainings, and social events, and networking events, and lots of really fun stuff. So I have absolutely no background in business whatsoever. I'm one of those solopreneurs who just followed their passion and then figured everything else out from there.
You did a great job.
Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm doing. But there's so many resources out there, and you can always ask, and you can always get help, and you can always hire people. But my background is actually in working with people. Love working with people. I have a master's in counseling and psychology, and a bachelor's in psychology as well. So I don't know if you want to know about my other trainings.
Absolutely,
As they are relevant to what I'm doing now. I have some extensive training in mindfulness, meditation. I studied with Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn. Out of the University of Massachusetts. He's very well known, really a pioneer in applied mindfulness techniques. So I had the honor and privilege to study with him. Also, Dr. Brian Weiss, who is more in the metaphysical realm. He's a pioneer in past life regression therapy, which is really something very, very popular. And it's about.
Can you just tell us exactly what that means? Because I know that when you say it, it's like past life, what did you call it? And then all of a sudden I'm past. I want to know. I'm interested.
For those who don't,
Right.
It's unfamiliar term and territory.
Right. Yes.
People are, so go to your computer now and look up Dr. Brian Weiss and look up past life regression therapy. But anyway, in a nutshell, it's based on the premise that that we reincarnate and that we carry over with us experiences, traumas, beliefs, emotions, lessons, and that there's a lot of value in remembering those, and there's a lot of value in exploring those for the therapeutic aspect of that, to see what kinds of insights and self-discovery and healing might come of exploring those. And it's actually a really great legitimate field.
Wow. No, I'm fascinated by the whole thought of reincarnation and everything else.
Yes, yes.
But that's just one thing you were talking about.
Yeah, we could go far into that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. This is my personal love thing. I love that.
Ask.
Yeah. But go ahead. More about what you've been with the most, you know, respected professors, and tell us more about what your training's about.
Some of my other training, I trained with Dr. Steve Wilson, who's an American psychologist, and I was trained in laughter therapy. So that is really fun.
Really?
He started an organization called the World Laughter Tour. And the mission of that organization is to basically spread laughter and merriment through sort of groups gathering together to laugh, because there is all kinds of benefits from laughter therapy. So it's sort of a structured, organized way of sustaining, of stimulating by simulating laughter and keeping that going, so that if you do that often enough, you're going to get all of those wonderful, healthful benefits of laughter. So
that's too much.
Yeah.
So like, do you have like laughter therapy at the center that you have?
Yeah, I do. I do. Although I don't get as, it's not as popular at my center. So I wind up going elsewhere off site to do most of those. I get calls mostly from senior centers or places that have,
that's great.
Makes sense, right? That
Absolutely.
Have senior services
right.
all the time calling me, say, come out and please do a laughter program with us. And the seniors love
oh,
it.
Oh, I bet.
So I get them engaged in laughing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. So go ahead. I know you have so much to talk about. So tell us more about, you know, what else you offer over there. And we do want to hear towards the halfway show about your TV show and so on.
My TV show. I'd love to tell you about that. So what I love about being able to have the center is that I get to showcase other practitioners, mm-hmm. other teachers, other folks with their own gifts. Like I have my gifts and my particular niche in the world. And these days, more and more people are becoming solopreneurs, mm-hmm. you know, kind of work, you know, trying to follow their passion and kind of get out there that way. So I see my center as a support system for that. And I am more than happy to highlight and promote and market whatever kinds of events and workshops that they do. Mm-hmm. So I wind up bringing in a lot of different people, quite a wide variety. And then I have a great extensive community that I can expose these people to.
You do have an amazing email marketing. I want everybody to mention that. If they want to sign up to get your newsletters.
Oh, that'd be great.
Where should they go?
Go to my website, relaxationandhealing.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see a little box that you can submit your email address and you'll be placed immediately on my email list. That's really a great way to get to know what we do and to really get a good flavor for what's happening, because there's always something.
You've got something going on all the time. That's what I love about, you know, getting those newsletters, because when they come through, I'm like, wow, you've got so much going on. So we're going to go to our first break real quick. It's already 4:17. It's only going to be a short break, so stay with us, talented people. I'm Jeannie Murphy with our guest, Michelle Granberg.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's 4:18 already on March 2nd. Hope you're having a nice afternoon. Our guest today in studio is the director of the Center for Relaxation and Healing at Plainsboro, New Jersey. Just around the corner by Princeton. It's not too far if you happen to be listening from Hunterdon County. But she's an extraordinary woman. She's got so much going on. Relaxationandhealing.com is the website if you want to check it out, because I literally am on her mail list and I get an email almost every other day, and I've always got something. I'm like amazed at what you offer over there for different classes and workshops and, you know, introductions. Like you said, it's like a hub for people who, you know, have stuff to share and everything else. So tell us more about it, about the center itself. Then we'll talk about your show.
So I think that if there was a theme sort of at the center, although we offer a wide variety, it really is about exploring your mind, body, and spirit. And it really is about, I think, new ways of looking at the world, mm-hmm. new ways of looking at yourself, maybe from a more spiritual standpoint. And that's a very broad definition mm-hmm. of spirit and spirituality. But this is not me reinventing the wheel. People are already exploring, and Oprah's already, you know, talking on Super Soul Sunday. Oprah is wonderful. She's out there sort of blazing the trail for the rest of us, making it a lot easier, because the topics that she explores on her show are the same topics mm-hmm. or very similar topics to what we explore at the center. So we have workshops on intuition, lots of workshops on intuition. As I said, past lives, we have workshops on those, workshops on chakras, workshops on shamanism and shamanic journeying, workshops on aromatherapy, workshops on energy and chakras and auras, I said that already, and Native American spirituality and drumming and angels, which is very, very popular as well, and numerology and astrology. You're getting the sense of this, I hope, and crystals, and workshops on and mediumship galleries, And we have chanting, Sanskrit, we have mantras, we have yoga, we have meditation, we have Thai yoga. We have so much going on, and mindfulness and workshops on humor and laughter, and I could go on and on.
Well, I'm curious, what, like, you just, one of the first ones you mentioned, it was like intuition.
Intuition, yes.
Yeah. Can you give us an idea, like, okay, would someone join individually all of your different workshops, or do they have like a membership where that they can go? How does it work at the workshop, and then what do you learn at an intuition workshop? And explain a little bit about how you have other instructors actually come in and do their specialties.
Yeah. It's hard to get kind of a picture of that, right? Yeah. There's no membership. It's not like a gym or anything like that. It's just you just pay for whatever workshop you're interested in, and it's very reasonable.
How much do you have an average?
It's a range. Most workshops are about 2 hours, so it's about $25 to $35 dollars for
such
a 2 hour
price.
Or $40 for for a 2 hour workshop. Mm-hmm. Because I found that works best for people.
I think so too.
And then they keep coming.
Right.
And then they keep coming. So, we want to make it, we want to make that so for people. So in an intuition workshop, and I have a lot of teachers that talk about intuition, they just explain what intuition is, and intuition is our sixth sense, and it's hardwired within each of us. So it's making people more aware of that fact that we each have our intuition, that we were born with it, and how it shows up. Sometimes it shows up like you can sort of have images, flashes and images in your mind. That can be your intuition. Or sometimes it's like a voice. Sounds more like a voice in your ear. Sometimes it's a tug emotionally. So it's more than just an emotion. Often it's your intuition. It's how your intuition speaks.
That sounds awesome.
So in those groups, they talk about that, mm-hmm. make them aware of that. Then they practice. Mm-hmm. They practice paying attention to those subtle impressions and maybe working in pairs.
Do you teach one of those classes?
I don't teach that per se, but intuition is very much integrated and rolled into everything
that is so
I do.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I'm getting everybody out there. You out there are like me. I'm on the newsletter list. I've met Michelle once or twice. She has a television show in Princeton, as we do. So we've met that way, but I'm totally fascinated by all this. So if I ask a question that sounds kind of crazy, I think you just answered that correctly, like perfectly, because I wouldn't even have an idea how to answer a question about what an intuition class is. And now I feel like, wow, it's a real thing, like trust your intuition. Okay. So tell us about stress reduction and some of the hypnotherapy and so on.
So, I think everything at the center is also geared towards helping people reduce their stress levels. Mm-hmm. So that's some, whenever I say I teach stress reduction, every single person always says, I need some of that. Mm-hmm. I want some of that. I say, mm-hmm. I have a center for relaxation and healing. They say, I got to get me some relaxation and healing. Like, there's nobody who says, I don't need any of that.
No, for sure not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I've been teaching stress reduction for a really long time. And it's really important to manage your levels of stress, for me as well. Mm-hmm. So I teach people tools for that, like guided visualization and breath work and meditation and stretching and focusing kinds of techniques and mindfulness. So I go around and I teach a whole lot of that, and I also do that one-on-one. So hypnotherapy is also very popular and one of the most powerful tools that we have for helping people really with any goal. What's great about hypnotherapy is there's nothing that hypnotherapy can't address.
What is it exactly?
Well, it's using, you've heard the word hypnosis, mm-hmm. so just putting the word hypnosis with the word therapy means that we're using hypnosis and hypnotic techniques therapeutically for a goal. It's goal-oriented.
Okay, so like an example?
So an example, well, the two most well-known examples that people, it was smoking cessation mm-hmm. and weight loss. And ironically, those are the most, people come for those, but they're two of the hardest areas to address in general, even with hypnotherapy. It's not magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not, people have to be really, really motivated.
Yeah.
And then hypnotherapy helps to sort of put them over the edge. Mm-hmm. If they're already really motivated to achieve their goals, hypnotherapy can really be the thing that just gives them that push,
mm-hmm.
that they really need. But a goal in hypnotherapy can be anything. People might come because they have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
People might come, they want to get over self-esteem issues or depression. They might come for hypnotherapy for something really, really specific.
And so what, like, say someone did want to come for not a service for smoking or weight loss, which is more like depression, anxiety. What is the hypnotherapy? Like, what, just give an example, like, show us what it looks like. You know what I mean? When someone comes in the door, what do you do with them?
The first part of the session is information gathering. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to them for a while because what I need is I need their words. I need their language. How do they describe the problem? And what are the positive words that would come from their mouth if we can get those? Because I want to use whatever language and whatever words are most relevant and near and dear to them so that their subconscious mind will really listen to that. So, you know, it's me asking them, so tell me about what your symptoms are. Tell me about what you'd like to achieve. What are the positive outcomes that you'd like to achieve? So people will say, well, I want to be free of that. I want to be more, feel more openness. I want to feel more calm. I want to feel more centered. So I'm writing all this down. I'm writing down all the words that they say, and then I will add to that and embellish using some of my favorite wonderful positive words and suggestions. And once that sort of information gathering portion of the session is complete, then the best part happens. They get to just lie down on my couch, which is very comfy.
It's a beautiful office.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's comfy, cozy.
Comfy, yeah, cozy.
And designed that way. Mm-hmm. And I turn off the lights and I put on some soft music, right? Very, very typical. And then they get to close their eyes. And the only instruction that I really basically give them is just be open and receptive. Mm-hmm. They don't need to focus on what I'm saying even.
Really?
They don't need to force themselves. They don't need to struggle with it. They don't need to even
analyze it.
They don't even need to hear it. No, they definitely don't want them to analyze right. it or interpret it.
No, interpret, yeah.
Yeah, just and I also tell them it doesn't even matter if their mind wanders.
Right.
It'll work anyway because I know how to connect with their subconscious mind.
That's amazing.
I'm trying to go directly into the subconscious, the deepest part of them. And basically what I start doing after there's an induction, what's called an induction in hypnosis, mm-hmm. which is the part where we're using words, suggestions, guidance, and instruction to get them into that light trance state. It's just a dreamy state. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. It's not magical or mystical either. Once they're in that state, and I can usually tell, then I start to weave a story. I weave a journey.
Do they fall asleep? Like, can you tell the difference between?
They don't fall asleep.
They don't?
It's interesting.
You know what it is when you see it, you say.
Yes, I know what it is.
And you can't fake it or anything like that, right? The person.
Well, everybody goes under mm-hmm. to varying degrees. Mm-hmm. You know, and ideally, we would want somebody to be so deeply relaxed that they're almost frozen. They're awake. Remember, it is a state of being awake. It's not a state of being asleep or out of your body or anything mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So I can tell, I can feel it. I can feel a shift. We're talking about intuition, but intuitively I can sort of feel when they kind of drop into a little bit of, into a deeper state. And then I'm also in tune by watching them, observing their breathing changes, their breathing slows down, becomes more rhythmic and more even the way our breathing does when we fall asleep at night. I can see sometimes their eyelids I can see their eyeballs moving a little bit under their eyelids, and that means they're also in a deep state. That's another sign.
Wow.
And they're sort of, again, kind of frozen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a more technical or clinical term for that I cannot remember at the moment, but their movement is inhibited mm-hmm. because they're in such a nice, deep, relaxed state. Mm-hmm. Yet I can tell that they're relaxed because they're not. When someone falls asleep, which doesn't happen often on my couch, there's some snoring. Mm-hmm. You know, like
right.
it's in a deeper kind of breathing where I can kind of tell, mm-hmm. you know, or I count them back. I say, okay, it's time to come back now. So please begin to, you know, bring yourself back into a more alert state on the count of one. And on the count of two, you start to awaken. And on the count of three, you become more energized. And I get to 10, and they're not moving. So sometimes I know, okay, let's count again because they haven't come back, you know.
Oh, my
in
God.
That
I
regard.
Think that is just awesome. Like, I could just picture you.
Well, the mind is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. The mind is so powerful.
Well,
I think that's all we need.
We haven't had any time to talk about this in, you know, 3.5 years we've had the show. I've never had a guest on like you. I've never talked about anything like this. And I hear talented people all the time. So I learn all kinds of other things. But today our guests are, I believe, getting a lot out of this because I'm learning so much. Never had time to think about it before. And like I said.
Yeah, it doesn't come up, I think, in average conversation over dinner.
Right.
Right? But
no.
there are those of us out there who, you know, mm-hmm. this is what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. This is literally, you know, mm-hmm. what we do for a living. And mm-hmm. it is fascinating stuff. This is nothing else fascinated as much as psychology fascinates me and mm-hmm. spirituality and where the two come together, as well as really the power of the mind.
Yeah, well, when you were saying it, you know, you at some point can recognize that that person is whatever you call them, frozen or whatever, and then you were like talking to the subconscious. You were seriously looking at me like dead serious, telling me that you're going to talk to the subconscious. And I'm like, that is wild. Awesome, though.
Yes.
Like, I do believe in all this stuff. I just don't know anything about it. So I'm like, wow. All right. So go ahead. Yeah. Did you want to add on to that? I mean, we don't have to go to our break right now. We have about 15 more minutes before next break. So I want to bridge over to your television show, but also just talk a little bit more about, I think that was very intense what you just shared.
Yeah.
And I do want everybody to know that we're talking to Michelle Granberg, and she's the director of the Center for Relaxation and Healing in Plainsboro, New Jersey. It's not that far from Hunterdon County. It's right around the corner from Princeton, and the website is relaxationandhealing.com. And, you know, honestly, Michelle, I do get your newsletters, but I do feel like I'm learning so much more about some of the different types of workshops and services that you offer. Did you want to add a little more onto that? Because, I mean, any of them, I'm sure each are just as fascinating as the next.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, people can go to relaxationandhealing.com, certainly go to michellegranberg.com and see the kinds of services and programs that we offer. And some of it may be new for people. For other people, really not so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's it. You know, I'm kind of here to help people and here to support people. And, you know, some great examples of some really great programs this past weekend, which was wonderful. We had an amazing mediumship gallery, an amazing medium, and I had him on my TV show first. And that's beautiful. One of the beautiful things about having my TV show is I have that platform as well as my center, the platform that my center is. And very often one will lead into the other.
Right.
So my guests on the TV show will come and do workshops, or my workshop facilitators will come onto my TV show. And so we're really able to have each one sort of, you know, feed into the other.
Right. And the people who watch the show are able to learn more about, you know, that person rather than just a day where they're actually doing a class or something, which is really nice too. Talk about your show, Positive Energy. It makes me excited to tell everybody out there about her Princeton television show, Positive Energy. She's always on the top 10. Sometimes her show is like like three on the same week in the top 10 of the top 10 or so. How many? It's like I've seen you up there multiple times with the top 10. That's unbelievable. And so tell us about the show. What is the mission of the show and everything else about it?
Yeah, Positive Energy. That's what it's about. It's about positive energy. I absolutely love it. And so the topics and themes of Positive Energy are, again, reflective of the things that I have at the center. So we explore spirituality and wellness and stress reduction and positive thinking. And then I do pepper in there. I throw in there like business success, you know, tips for again, small business owners, because that's something so near and dear to me and I want to help others with. So, you know, some of my guests are geared towards offering people tips in regards to that as well. So some of the examples of guests and topics that I've had exploring, again, shamanism, feng shui.
What is shamanism?
Shamanism is a really, really one of the most ancient spiritual practices. It comes from Native American practices and other indigenous peoples. It is sort of like the healing, the healer, the medicine person will be a shaman in a village, in a tribe. And a lot of what a shaman does is they actually access an altered state. And from that altered state, a shaman is able to kind of travel on the patient or the client's behalf or whoever it is that needs something. And they tap into something, I guess you could call it like the spirit world, you know, or their higher self. Okay. And then they kind of come back with information that could not have been accessed otherwise, you know. So it's higher kind of information, higher wisdom, I guess.
What kind
you could
of
say.
Information? I love it. I'm totally into it. Really, I'm so into this. I'm like amazed.
Well, sometimes someone will come to a shaman because they maybe they're sick or they have a particular kind of stress, and a shaman will access that state. And they will visit with that person's soul, or they'll visit with that person's spirit animal. That's very common. It's believed in shamanism that we all have like a spirit guide in the form of an animal, and that they're with us throughout our lives. We're not always really aware of that, but they can become aware of that. And then so they go and they gather guidance from that spirit animal, from that power animal, and they'll come back and say, your spirit animal says this.
Wow.
They want you to try this. They want you to...
So your guests on Positive Energy are like a shamanist? Is that what you call them?
Shamanic practitioners.
Okay. And so you were like on the show, did you have a special guest with a name that you wanted to mention? Or I was just between your workshop and your show, you were describing the type of people that you have on Positive Energy.
Yeah, just kind of generally the... Yeah.
And then when you said that, I didn't know what it was. So then I asked you about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just like, okay, so... No. Yeah. So I know what I was just wondering is that do you have like a class where there's a shamanist practitioner and then the people come and pay for the workshop to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
And are they actually patients being helped or are they learning about the practice?
Oh, either one. I mean, they might come to learn some of the practices for themselves or maybe they want to go out and help people. Mm-hmm. This weekend we have a shamanic extraction workshop that is being offered through the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, which is Michael Harner's organization. And people will come because they want to learn the kinds of techniques that they can then turn around and really use with themselves, but also mostly with clients.
Wow.
As well. So we'll be doing a lot of shamanic journeying this weekend as well. So some of the other topics that we have on my show, again, mediumship and psychic abilities, iridology. I'm waiting for you to like stop me on that one.
What is that?
What is that? Yeah. What is it? And I'm not the expert in that. So the best way I can describe it is it's the study of the eye. It's the idea, again, that the eye, the iris, and the pupil of the eye are a blueprint for the body, the mind, and the spirit. So an iridologist is trained to look closely, and they have like a camera. This is what the iridologist, her name is Birgit
it's an
Luders.
Iridologist, but it's about eyes.
Iridologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of ear as in hearing.
Oh, it sounds like ear, but it's I-R-I.
Okay. All right. And they take like a camera, you said?
Yeah, so that they can get a close-up look at the eye. And then they can take a look at the color and the forms that are in the eye and the pupil and the size of the pupil and all kinds of things. Again, I'm not an expert in this, so I can't
interesting.
Speak to it well
Don't
enough.
Worry. You're doing great.
You'll have to watch my show with Birgit Luders.
Okay.
Then you can really kind of find out.
Everybody can watch the shows and the archives of the show on Vimeo, too. So you can just
Vimeo,
look up Positive Energy.
/channels/Positive Energy is where you can find all of those. So I've also had guests that, you know what was wonderful is I went to the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo. I took my show twice there, the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Somerset, New Jersey, and the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. And I got to interview some amazing speakers that were there on all kinds of topics, like angels, again, and past lives, and all kinds of wonderful things. And so those shows are also archived as well. And so that was really exciting.
Oh, my God, I bet. Well, I know I got to see two of those. I saw the one when you were at Valley Forge, I believe, and because they come to us, you know, from Princeton Television. And I do love the fact that you are able to go out and go on location and interview people. That's really great.
Yeah.
And then do you sometimes, like you said, sometimes they can even come back over and end up being at the center for relaxation.
They do. They do. They come to my center or they come to the studio. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do a longer, more in-depth interview.
Awesome.
That's definitely what happened. I've met some of the best people. One of the best people I met was Linda Bender. I don't know if you saw that show. Dr. Linda Bender. She's author of Animal Wisdom. And I am a huge animal lover. So she talked about the spiritual life of animals and the spiritual nature of animals and a little bit around how we can communicate better with animals. And I was so inspired by those shows. And so I had her on the show twice, as well as talk to her at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo. And so I really can't say enough about how inspired. It almost changed my life. Sometimes a guest will come on and it will be so just monumental for me and really shift my life in a particular way. You know, it's like an intensive little workshop, my shows. I really like to make them as content rich as possible. Mm-hmm. I think that you probably do the same thing on your show as well.
Yeah, but I do know that just because of being around the studio for so long and then when you came in and got your show, it is amazing how much you have gotten done because of how much you put into it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're really doing a great job on the shows. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our break real quick again. She's talking. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Michelle Granberg that's in the studio today talking about her television show, Positive Energy. You can watch any of the archives of the Princeton television show that actually broadcasts out in the Mercer area online at Vimeo. And we'll be right back. Give us one short break here. We'll be right back, townspeople. It's already 4:40.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, back to Talented People here. It's already 4:42 on March 2nd. Can't believe it's March. Our guest again in studio today is Michelle Granberg, and she hosts a television show called Positive Energy, and she also is the director of a center called the Center for Relaxation and Healing at Plainsboro, New Jersey. And hopefully you've been listening along. I wanted to recap a little bit about some of the services and workshops that they offer. They have an e-newsletter that goes out. And I really encourage you, if you found any of this information so far kind of enlightening, or if you just want to learn more about what is available, you can go sign up for her newsletters on the website. And you can also go to her own website, Michelle Granberg. There's one L, MichelleGranberg.com. So Michelle, tell us a little bit, you know, during the break, we were talking about how I was saying that, you know, to me, you were saying a little bit earlier about how this is what you do in your community of people. They are all so trained and qualified. And I'm like, I don't even think about these services or that they're even around. So talk about that. Cause you know, it is really seriously so popular, but it's so important. It's not crazy. It's like totally normal. It's just people don't even know that these services exist.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's I'm so entrenched in it on a day-to-day basis because it's what I literally do for a living and what I love that sometimes it's surprising that nobody's heard of some of these.
I didn't hear of any of them.
But I understand that. I mean, I definitely understand that. That's why I'm grateful for Oprah and her Super Soul Sunday, I'll tell you. But in any case, I think that, you know, what I want people to know is that the kinds of things that we explore at my center are more than just a trend or just what's popular now. I think it's really reflective of a greater shift that is happening. You know, we sort of talk about us as a species almost, kind of maturing. Hmm. You know, we're learning more about ourselves and we are growing, you know, that we really, really are kind of collectively. And I like to think that the topics, why people are really coming to these now, the kinds of things that explore things that are, I guess, are beyond their nose, you know, things that aren't always measurable and tangible or scientific, that they're drawn to that for a reason, because there's something kind of calling them to it deep inside. So I think that people are no longer maybe satisfied with the status quo in terms of ways of explaining things. And they believe that there's something more.
When they come to you as a new, you know, kind of like a sign up attendee or just want to find out more about your services, do you find that they're usually already aware of all of this and pretty much educated on it? Or are they kind of like me who just go, I just want to know more, or both? Just curious.
Usually they have some awareness.
Because I have none.
Yeah.
But now I'm totally into it.
Don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And so
so something comes along and just triggers your awareness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe it's a book or something that someone mentions.
Or this conversation.
A conversation in that way. But people, usually it's word of mouth. Sometimes it's a book that people read. So it's very available. I don't know. It's just YouTube is such an amazing thing, mm-hmm. in terms of such a resource for people and mm-hmm. making things so more visible. Mm-hmm. You don't have to hunt any longer for any topic, for any information. Mm-hmm. You know, we really are information overloaded. You know, the internet is such an amazing thing. It's changed. It's just changed our lives in so many ways that we really can't even measure. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing, but that means that things are speeding up, mm-hmm. in the sense that people are a little more savvy.
Right. So you got to deliver. Bring up the bar every time. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to me, though, because I do think that, when you learn about something online, you know, if you do want to put it into practice or into place, then at least to know that you have this.
You need a place to go to where you can actually put it into practice. So it's not.
When you do your workshops and so on, do you actually post them up to YouTube too? Or do you just put your positive energy shows out there? It certainly is enough.
I mean, do we video the workshops mm-hmm. themselves? Mm-hmm. Really haven't gotten into doing that. I would like to do that, mm-hmm. but I haven't really gotten into that.
Which is fine. I was just curious because it was like...
Well, it's definitely the way to go because, you know, you want to be able to reach a broader audience, mm-hmm. so that they can do that, you know, that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but positive energy is out there.
Yeah,
positive energy out there. It lives on forever.
Yes,
the nature of a video link.
What is it that what's your future of positive energy as the show and to what you're going to be doing in the years ahead?
Well, you know what my main hope is that it makes a difference and that it inspires and impacts people. I would love to have guests that have even more of a following. Guests that or even more at a level where they can really reach people, so that we can really reach people together. Mm-hmm. So more authors and more speakers, that are more well-known. That's what I would really love. So mm-hmm. I guess I can kind of put that out there.
No, I think it's great.
People are welcome to contact me.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to that.
I think that's important to tell people because, again, it is funny about like the... what is it? They say it used to be 8 and it's like 3 people now away from Oprah herself.
It's not 6 degrees of separation.
It's not 6 degrees
anymore.
It's
like 1 degree.
Yeah, it is. It's like
we're 1 degree away from Oprah.
Every day you're getting closer to Oprah. Yeah. But so seriously, is there anything else you want to share with everybody out there? So glad to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here. You know what? I could... talk a little bit more about laughter therapy, maybe, because
please do. I love it.
I think that's an area that people are not so much familiar with, and it's really an area that I love. You know, I can even demonstrate that a little bit.
Okay.
Would you like a little demo of that?
I would love to.
Would you go? Would you kind of
laughter therapy? I love laughter.
So laughter has many benefits. It actually boosts our immune system. It actually helps us to the stress relieving hormone is released, and it's pain relieving, all of those kinds of wonderful things. Mm. When you sustain good, hearty laughter, that just kind of happens naturally. So what I do in my laughter therapy classes is get people laughing by mimicking laughter, and then they join and they will feel the exact same results that they would feel with a real laugh. So it might be, we're going to laugh right now from think about laughing from your head up and projecting it outwards like this.
I want everybody out there listening to do this too.
Do it with us.
Okay.
Do it with me.
All right, go ahead.
And
You start to laugh for real, right? So that's our hee hee laugh. So we sustain that for a while and just notice how that feels.
Okay. How long do you normally in a workshop sustain, like, because that is funny?
For a while until it gets a little bit tiring.
Yeah.
I guess. I kind of watch everybody and see, you know. And then we say, well, okay, we're going to bring our ha ha laugh now from our heart. So I actually say, well, let's bring our attention into our heart, into our heart center, and imagine that your heart is laughing, and really let your heart laugh, and let's see what happens. So then I begin. I say, ha 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 ha. So do that. Ha ha ha. I don't know if I can do it today. Ha,
maybe ha, people ha, laugh just looking at you doing this.
That's the idea of it. It's the idea of it. It's the idea that laughter is really contagious.
No, it really is.
And in the context of our classes, we're not laughing at one another.
Oh,
we're
God.
Laughing with one another. So it's a perfectly safe space.
I am so to laugh. It. Keep going. It's great.
So then we say, well, we're going to bring our ho-ho laugh to our solar plexus, to our core, to our gut. And that way, and it's almost like channeling our inner Santa Claus.
Okay.
So it's, ho, 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 ho. So we get a little loud, I'll tell you. I don't want to get too loud here on the radio, but it does get loud. I have to warn people in that way. So there's lots of other exercises.
How many people, like, do you normally have in a laugh class?
They can get pretty big.
Yeah,
20 people, more people, 30 people, you know.
I think that is just awesome.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, as I said, I do these at a lot of places where, you know, seniors are served, sometimes in assisted living.
I just think that is...
Sometimes it is a senior, perfect. Just a senior center. And so seniors come in at all kind of levels of functioning almost. They might come in their wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. They might come in with their little oxygen tanks. Mm-hmm. They might come in with their walkers. But they show up, and they're there, and they participate to whatever degree they can. I think there's even some benefit just from listening to laughter anyway.
Oh, really? Is that true?
But
do it again, because I want to take a photo of you, because I just think that's the funniest thing.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ho, 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 ho. So it goes on like that. How ridiculous.
I think it's great, and I could just picture especially that application with seniors because, you know, they have time and they want to be entertained and they like to, you know, and the health benefits, like you say, about laughing. It's just so great.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't have any sort of natural spontaneous reasons to laugh in their lives. Mm-hmm. So we don't wait around for those spontaneous reasons. We don't wait around for a reason to laugh. We laugh for no reason. Or laughter for laughter's sake.
Yeah.
As I said, we stimulate laughter to simulate laughter.
How often do you have those kind of classes, the laughter ones, in a month? Like just once a month?
Fairly often, a couple of months, maybe three a month.
So popular, yeah.
Yeah, I get around with them.
Yeah.
I definitely get around. And what's interesting is I do some and then they wind up telling other places.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that the word of mouth gets around quite a bit because it's fun and it's harmless.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, interactive and it's all positive.
Did you do a positive energy show on that?
I did.
I would love to watch that.
That's one of my earlier shows.
Really?
On laughter and laughter therapy. You can watch that. Mm-hmm. And I actually interviewed my mentor. My teacher, Dr. Steve Wilson, who founded the World Laughter Tour. And so he does some laughter exercises. And he's got a head full of information, facts on why laughter is so wonderful. And why laughter is so healthy. So we give people a sense of that and they get to feel it for themselves. You know, by the end of the class, they're energized.
Sure.
By the end of the class, they're just more awake. By the end of the class, they're also more relaxed. So because we really sustain laughter for quite a good period of time. I actually encourage them. We do at the end, we laugh for 30 minutes without stopping. Then I make it longer and we laugh for 60 minutes without stopping. Then I say, you guys want to do 90 minutes? Can you do it? 90 minutes. We do 90 minutes of laughter. Of course, they can stop if they need to.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing them to laugh.
Right.
But that's the goal, at least.
Oh, it's just so great. Like, oh, my God. I just love having you here today because I love learning about this stuff I had no idea about. I had no idea that even
now
existed.
You know.
Now I know.
Now
it's
going
to be hard to ignore that.
Now it'll come
onto
your radar screen. You know, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Heard about that.
So anything else? Last words? It's already the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just hope that people will reach out to me. I hope that they, you know, if anything I've said made any sense.
I hope it made sense. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I'm happy to give more information about that. So they can certainly reach out to me at michellegranberg.com, at relaxationandhealing.com, 609-750-7432 is my phone number.
And, you know, I would really love to talk to people and give them some more information that way. And they can hire me to come and laugh with them.
Yeah, that sounds like
fun. They'd like to. And watch Positive Energy.
Yeah.
On Princeton Community Television.
Sign up for your newsletter.
Yeah, and sign up for my newsletter.
That's, I think, and also just reaching out because, again, you know, if now that you are all listening out there with me and learned so much, let's not let this fall on the wayside.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of very helpful, healthy benefits of just so many things that we just don't even think about are right in front of us.
But you got to get out of your house to experience it.
Yeah.
You have to get off the chair. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Come and learn with others and be with others. And, you know, be in our community and do something out of the box.
Yep. That's the
something
best
a little different.
Something a little different. I mean, this is much, much different today. Like, this is a very different day because basically everything you've said is something I've just learned about that I, even though we met before once in your studio, your office, your center, I still didn't get the depth of everything that we learned today. So thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad I could provide that for you and your listeners.
Yep. So we're already here at the end of the show. We hope you're having a great afternoon. It's already 4:56. Again, that was Michelle Granberg, the Center for Relaxation and Healing at Plainsboro. I learned so much. I enjoyed it so much. I hope you did too. This is Jeannie Murphy signing off. Hope you have a great week. And we'll be back on the air next Wednesday, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and talented people. Thank you again, Michelle, for being here.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Take care, all.
Find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Andy Smith.
Freestyle, 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 freestyle.
To the phone! And welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Personal Chef Services, sometimes caterer, and I'm here with my co-host, Johnny Boy.
Hello.
So we don't have any restaurants to talk about?
No, they've been on that tight budget again, so...
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Can only go to Triumph Happy Hour so many times a week. You know
right.
I mean?
No, I'm over it. I'm over the Triumph Happy Hour, too. So it was cool for the one time, maybe once a month. I'll do
that. We sometimes go once a week.
Yeah.
It's such a good deal. It's hard to resist. But,
yeah, if I still drank, I would probably go more for the deals on beers and stuff.
Right, but the $5 apps, I mean, that's kind
of... No, I know, but... Yeah.
But I would like to plug a restaurant, and I can't believe I didn't go. You stayed at my house. I live in Upper Black Eddy, right across from the river from Milford. And I told you about the breakfast place, Mata Shot.
Yes.
It's actually called M-A, second word, D-E, third word, shot, as in C-H-A-T, French word for cat.
Oh, right,
so,
right, right.
I always, but all the locals call it Mahdi's.
Okay.
Which I just don't understand. Did they intend to call it, you know, Mahdi Shot? Like, what does it mean?
Right.
Does it mean mother of the cat? Is it just like a mistake? Like, nobody knows. So anyway, Mahdi Shot.
I'm just glad it's not a Vietnamese restaurant.
Find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at